Let's talk about properties that are occupied. One of the charges that a REO agent typically has is that they have to verify occupancy on a property after they've received an assignment. And many times you find that these properties are occupied, or the properties may have substantial amounts of furniture and personal belongings that are left with the property that the prior occupant just left there. Rick, what do we do on agent evictions, and do the tenants or the occupants actually have rights after the bank has owned the property?
After the bank has foreclosed the property, the tenants don't have any further contractual rights to the property. The tenants got their right to possession through the owner, seller, landlord, and by way of the foreclosure, those rights are extinguished, so that the rights that the tenant took from the landlord are also extinguished. People do still stay. Maybe it's better if Holly wants to talk about the cash for keys, and I'll talk about the eviction process. That might make more sense, because cash for keys is a whole lot better deal, and I think it's probably the majority of what's going on out there, at least if I understand it right.
Yeah, it really is. Basically, what cash for keys is, the lender will give the tenant, and in most of the cases that we have, the person still living in the house is not the former borrower, but it's a tenant who has really been wronged. They've been paying their rents, and they have their security deposit that they've given the landlord, and all of that is gone, and now they're going to lose their place to live. So what our lenders do is they offer cash for keys. So they will say, if you will move out in 15 days, we will give you $2,000 move-out allowance. And basically what we do is we let them know that the property has to be in show-ready condition when they move out. In other words, we're not going to give them $2,000 if they've just taken out the stove and the toilets and the, you know, and let the pool go green or with no water in the pool. So they have to have it ready for us to show, so that we don't have to pay, in addition, the trashing. And in most cases, the tenants are, they've already lived there, they have maintained the property, they're taking care of it, and they're very happy to be given some kind of an allowance. So that's the cash for keys scenario. The eviction is a whole different issue. And Rick, you want to address?
Sure. And I don't know what the statistics are, but I think cash for keys is much more common because it makes sense for everybody. Assuming that the tenant is difficult and does not want to vacate, the lender has to go through a forcible detainer action, eviction process. Agents cannot do that unless they own the property themselves, and most times you're not. So agents need to hire a lawyer. There are half a dozen lawyers in town who do high-volume eviction processes, and there are some really good ones that take care of that, and it's relatively cheap, $250, mm-hmm. $300. Mm-hmm. And they go through the process. They have to give the notice, and they have to go to a hearing, and it typically takes anywhere from a week, maybe 15 days. If it goes to trial, it might take 30 days, but it's a relatively quick process in the scheme of litigation. And after that, there's a writ of restitution, which means the constable comes out and says, actually, folks, you need to leave, and if you're not gone by the day, I'm going to bring my sheriff's deputies out here and take your furniture, put it on the curb, and then move you out. So typically, tenants do get out. There's one caveat to that, as always. If the tenants file bankruptcy, they can drag the thing on for months and months longer. So there's opportunists out there. In a bad market, there's a lot of opportunists out there, but that's something that some tenants I've heard of in this market are doing. So they effectively get free right to possession until the bankruptcy court works through. In that scenario, you can still work it through pretty quickly, a month or two more, but it is, you know, if you have a very bad tenant, you might have those issues to deal with as well. And again, agents cannot, should not do it. They need to hire bankruptcy counsel to address those issues.
I've heard from a lot of agents that they simply knock on the door and tell the people that they have to be out in a certain amount of time, and they don't make an offer of cash for keys, and there's really no due process. Lisa, in that scenario, if an agent has wrongfully advised a tenant or a tenant has made a claim, what does the errors and omissions policy cover, and is there coverage for that type of action?
Well, that's a good question. It's really going to vary by carrier, right? What you want to look at is your E&O policy should be written to cover you as a property manager. When we're doing wrongful eviction, we're clearly in property management scope of services. And within that, then you should have coverage within the policy for personal injury, which is libel, slander, wrongful entry, wrongful eviction. If that's the key, that's the coverage that's going to trigger in a wrongful eviction type of scenario. So you've got to look into your policy, make sure your scope of services are clearly defined to include property management, as well as having the personal injury coverage, which is going to provide the wrongful eviction coverage for that.
Great. And how about the owner of the property who was just foreclosed? Are they treated much like a tenant in a property management situation?
For the most part, yes. They're, I think, also given the opportunity to have cash for keys. By the same token, if they don't take that offer, then you can. They have to. The lender has to use the eviction process to kick them out. Mm-hmm. One more thing that your question, Lisa, triggered for me. I want to make sure, because we kind of assume this. I want to make sure we're on the same page. After an eviction, an agent cannot, should not, please don't, go in and change the locks and take the tenant's personal property and move it out. That's going to be a huge liability issue for the brokerage firm and the bank and everybody else. So there are processes. You cannot just kick people out of their house without going either by agreement with the cash for keys or going through the eviction process. Some people, I've talked with people who think once eviction's done, you can just take their stuff and move them out. Don't do that. Can't do that. That's a big no-no. Going to subject you to big liability, because inevitably what's going to happen is the tenant's going to say, well, I've got a $50,000 coin collection in my chest of drawers and you stole it. Where is it? So you have all kinds of funky issues. You cannot do that, and just please don't.
Yeah, I've also found from experience in my REO account that it's more difficult to evict personal property than it is to evict a tenant from a property. There's quite a lengthy process, and I think that the agents handling REOs need to be aware of that process. Let's talk about paper trails and documentation.